As we begin to explore the manifestations of Hinduism during this series, we shall discover that discerning an essence of Hinduism is well nigh impossible, and that this argument has some real merit. Other scholars have even suggested that the term Hinduism is a Western construction reflecting colonial interest of imperialist nations, and should for that reason be discarded. But I think the idea of Hinduism is a useful one and should be kept, if for no other reason than that many Hindus have now adopted the term and use it with increasing frequency. This often happens in the history of religions. Christians, for instance, did not coin that term to describe themselves. But eventually, as others outside the Jesus movement increasingly used that name, so did those within the movement. As we can see, the idea of Hinduism comes into focus vis-a-vis non-Hindus. Non-Hindus are sometimes called Malecha, or simply foreigners. Today, it would not be uncommon to enter a temple in India and see a sign proclaiming for Hindus only. Not long ago, though, such a notice would have been unnecessary. In the last several decades, there has even been an increase in the use of the word Hindutva, which translates as Hinduness. We might call this a rise in Hindu consciousness, and it has been accompanied by an upsurge of participation in Hindu festivals, rituals, and pilgrimage. Many people find it surprising to learn that religion is a Western construct of relatively recent origin. Like the concept of Hinduism, many scholars have questioned its appropriateness and value. The word religion derives from the Latin religio, a term that Romans and then later Christians initially used with infrequency and then great imprecision. Interestingly, Hebrew and Greek, the languages of the Bible, do not have words that accurately translate the English word religion. And the meaning of that word has changed significantly. Early in European history, religion meant things such as piety or faith in God. A Christian, for example, might be said to have true or false religion. Sometimes the word was used to designate ritual ceremony, especially the ritual practices of those whose beliefs were different from one's own. A stable meaning for the idea of religion didn't appear until around the 17th century, when it came to mean a system of beliefs or doctrines. But even in the 21st century, the word religion lacks precision of usage. Scholars of religion now universally agree that there is not universal agreement about what constitutes religion. For every definition, some example can be brought forward to prove the inadequacy of the explanation. Do we think of religion as belief in God? Well, there are traditions ordinarily considered religious that do not prescribe belief in God or even gods. There are traditions ordinarily considered religious that regard belief in God or any kind of belief at all as an obstruction to the highest human good. Even in Hinduism, we shall see aspects of this argument. Do we think of religion as involving ceremony and sacred ritual? Again, there are traditions, including some aspects of Hinduism, that are usually considered religious, in which ceremony is seen as something to be transcended. My point is simply that we must be cautious about how we use the concept of religion. One of my own revered teachers, Professor Wilfred Cantwell Smith, often argued that the concept of religion ought to be eliminated entirely. Now, while I have great sympathies with this position, I've come to be convinced that the concept of religion, much like the reality it intends to name, cannot simply be wished or argued away. For better or worse, we appear to be stuck with it. We can, however, determine to use the concept carefully, with clear awareness of its limitations. Now let me mention what I think some of those limitations are as they pertain to the study of Hinduism. First, if we regard religion merely as a department of life or human culture, we're apt to misinterpret key aspects of Hinduism. In the West, we frequently think of religion as something having to do principally with explicitly religious institutions like churches and synagogues. I sometimes call this the Time magazine view of religion because it places religion on a level akin to theater and sports, medicine, and similar departments that comprise the magazine.